Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcou, and I have Carrie Margulies with me. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. So Carrie is on my team. You've been with me for over a year.
Over a year, yeah.
I love it. I love you. You're amazing.
Thank you. I've been trying to get on the show for a while now.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. A lot of the clients have actually worked with Carrie. A lot of my past clients have you know, now started working with you. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was really important to get you on so that they could see your face and know who you are and know what you look like and put that voice to, basically put the voice to the face, right?
Right.
It's so much better. But if you're out there and you guys are watching, we want you guys to let us know that you're here. Put a comment in the feed. Give us a thumbs up. Say something. We can see that Heather is on. Heather, thanks so much for watching. She says, hi, ladies. You are good sound wise. I love it. Thank you so much for letting us know, Heather. Heather, another intricate and important part of the team. So happy we've got one follower watching us today. Anyway, so this is Mortgage Mom Radio. And what do? We bring you guys everything that you could need real estate or mortgage related. It's all things real estate is what I like to call it. And we're here to help you, to educate you and bring you the show once a week with all of the information that you could need. If you want to get on the calendar, you want to talk to us, you want to talk with Carrie, you want to talk to Heather, you want to talk to Larry, you want to talk to Cindy, you want to talk to Heidi, you want to talk to me, all you got to do is actually go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and you can click book appointment, and you can actually make your own appointment right there from the website. Again, if you're here and you're watching, please let us know. I can see that we've got Traylin Robinson. She says, hello. Thank you so much for watching. And I'm so sorry. I'm assuming that that's a girl. I probably shouldn't assume, right? So sorry if I'm wrong. And then we've got Jeffrey Walker on. Hi, Debbie. Hey, Uncle Jeff. Love it. Pam Walker. Hi, Buggy. Yes, everybody calls me Buggy. That is the aunt. My family's like our biggest followers. So
I know. I was going to say it's probably going to be both our moms on here. Your dad.
I love
always.
It. I love it. I love it. And Traylin says, yes, I am. I am a female. So, hey, you guys, I want everybody here listening to know that this show goes to the radio on Saturday and Sunday. It goes on the weekends. We're on Go Country. We're working on getting out in Texas. And so every question that you ask is a great question, and it helps everybody that is listening later on Saturday to hear those questions as well. So please, if you have any questions whatsoever, put those in the feed. But if you want to be interactive and you are listening on the weekend, the only way to be interactive, like Heather and Traylin and Jeff and Pamela, is to watch us on Wednesdays. So you guys need to go to the YouTube channel and you need to subscribe. So just search for Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube, subscribe to that channel and click that notification bell. That way you know when we go live, and then you are interactive and you are going to be able to ask us your questions. You'll be able to hear them on the weekend, over, you know, on Saturday on Go Country and whatever other stations that we end up in. You know, so just make sure that you guys are subscribing to the channel and you guys are watching us do this live. We literally take the sound and we put it to radio. So you guys get to see it happen. It's action happening. So anyway, I'm going to let you read that one. Can you read it?
It's from Red Muffs. It says, yay, pretty mortgage mommies. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Drew. This is Carrie's amazing. We're going to call him husband, fiance.
Close enough.
We told him we were bringing you on board Mortgage Mom, and it happened.
Yes.
And then we told him that he needs to marry you, so we're going to make that happen. He did.
Well,
he did propose. He did. We did. We got that to happen. So this is Catching Up with Mom. We do a couple of minutes of catching up before we just jump right into mortgage. So is there anything you have going on special this week, this weekend? Anything that happened last weekend? How was Drew's Father's Day? Anything important?
It was pretty non-eventful. Sorry, Drew. It was just the kids and I stayed off my phone all day. I left it upstairs just to focus on the family. It was pretty quiet. We've just we just moved. We've been unpacking two babies that are 2 years old. So life is hectic. So downtime is good. And then this weekend, no plans. But next weekend, Drew has another big show in Moore Park.
Okay.
I should know more information if I'm going to plug this. I'm sorry, Drew.
Let's get you closer to the mic. Let's plug. No. Plug away.
I believe it's some concerts in the park in Moore Park. It's on July 3rd. Drew's going to have to give me a little bit more information here if he wants me to plug it.
All right. Type it, Drew. Start typing, Drew.
I'm just the spouse, so he tells me where to go, what we're doing. But the good thing about his shows is he performs. There's going to be, I think, 4,500 tickets already sold.
Oh.
They just opened it up to 10,000 people. And luckily, we get to bring our RV. So it's kind of like our backstage pass. I bring the kids. We get to, you know, hang out, get some air conditioning when we need it, and then go out and
take a nap when you've had a couple too many beers.
Our nanny's going to be there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Drew says, biggest fireworks. No, I'm not going to tell the story about Denny's last weekend.
Okay, love it. All right, so what is this concert in the park? Is there an actual name for it? Okay, he says it's in Thousand Oaks area of Moore Park, and Moore Park, biggest celebration. So I'm sure if you guys live out that way, Red Muffs, are you guys doing Johnny Cash? Is this the Johnny Cash cover band?
Or I think it's going to be Young Dempsey.
Young Dempsey. And so what do they sing? What's their...
They are more, I want to say like Beatles, Beach Boys, the kind of 50s, 60s, 70s kind of stuff. Not Red Muffs, more of like Sublime, Tom Petty.
Gotcha.
I think they do have a Tom Petty song. I get to listen in to a lot of the rehearsals and hearing all that. So I should know this better. They all just kind of blend together.
I love it. I love it. All right. So, hey, so we've got Tech Mom. She says, do loyal Mortgage Mom listeners get free tickets? You know, if I knew about this in advance of today and it's this weekend, we could have maybe thrown something together in that way. But we can definitely in the future. So, you know, obviously the last couple of years, Stagecoach got canceled, but we always get tickets from the, you know, from the radio station to be able to give those out for Mortgage Mom Radio. So, of course, we're always doing what we can for our loyal listeners, but you got an idea?
I'm pretty sure it's only $5 per ticket.
Okay.
So it's really inexpensive. You do have to go on the website. Drew, you're going to have to post that for us to shout out. But you do have to order in advance because they're not selling tickets at the door because of everything that's been happening with COVID.
Gotcha. Well, hey, you know what? That was some good catching up with Mom. You've got a concert that you're going to this weekend. I like it. Let's see. Drew says, I'll personally give out two tickets. There you go. So if you guys want to go, Drew, you got to come up with something. So sit there and think about how is the lucky person going to get those two tickets. So you got to tell us what they have to do to win it. Maybe they've got to ask a really good question and we pick the best question of the day. We'll get the two tickets from Drew. How's that sound?
That works.
What do you think? Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
So if you're out there and you guys are listening, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. And what do? We talk to you all about real estate and mortgage advice, all things real estate. And you guys got to ask us a really good question, something you've been thinking about purchasing a home or refinancing a property for us to give you an answer and possibly be one of the people that get the two free tickets from Drew.
Yeah.
I like it. I totally like it. All right. So just to finish up catching up with Mom, for me, you guys all know I talked about going to Havasu last week. We did go. It was lots of fun. It was super hot.
It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. It was. I don't usually talk about it. I just kind of let it go by. And then you guys all still got me. So it happens. Facebook, right? Facebook lets everybody know everything. But no, it was a blast. We had a great time. It was so hot. We drove out there on Thursday, and the day that we pulled in, by the time that we got there, it was probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, almost five. And you go past like this, big community bank that's got like the thermostat, you know, it's showing you the temperature, and it was 126 degrees and it was like 4:30 or 5 o'clock at night. I mean, it was hot. I mean, but we had an absolute blast, went on the boat, had a great time. Zeke absolutely loved it. It was nice to have the boys around. Mikey didn't want to come because his knee's all messed up and he can't surf and can't wakeboard, but I still made him come and we had a good time with him. So that was my catching up with Mom. But now, of course, I want to do it all summer long. So we'll see how we can get out there a little bit more often. But let's see. We've got Erica Joy says, hello, everyone. Don't forget to like the video. Erica, love it. Thank you so much for saying that because I always forget to tell everybody. If you guys like the video, it's the best for our algorithm. Really appreciate it if you guys can give us a big thumbs up right now and let everybody know that you like it. Again, if you guys have any questions about mortgage, please jump in and ask. We've got some good topics that we're going to talk about today. Carrie's right on the front lines. She's doing a lot of the phone calls with you guys. She's putting your applications together and getting your loans closed. And so she's got a couple of topics that we're going to definitely talk about. So want to make sure you guys are listening. And if you have any questions, that you throw those in the feed. Remember, the person with the very best question today is going to get two tickets to the concert in the park for this coming weekend out in Thousand Oaks and Moore Park. And Drew's going to give you those out to you personally. So I love it. It's like spur of the moment happening. And it is Wednesday. We're live at 5 Pacific time, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. I don't know why I always get all tongue-tied on that one. But if you guys were listening, I know you're going to, a lot of you are listening to this on Saturday morning. And if you guys were actually watching us Wednesday on YouTube, you would have been able to interact and possibly get those tickets. So it's too late now if it's Saturday morning, but we're so happy about the people that are watching right now. We want to make sure you guys get some questions in there for us. So how do you guys get a hold of us? It's 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. If you guys want to know when we go live, I only send one text message a week. And next week we are dark, so you won't even get a text message next week. We always go dark the Wednesday before a major holiday. So for the 4th of July, we won't be on. So next week we are dark. So you're only going to get one text message a week, and it's just going to basically let you know when we are live with a link so that you can click on the link and join in and watch us do it. If you would like to opt into that so that you don't miss a show and you can actually interact and get your question on air, then make sure that you guys subscribe. So you've got to opt in. You've got to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Drew is telling us that July 3rd is the show next weekend. So it's not this weekend for your concerts in the park.
Right.
It's the following weekend. Ooh. Well,
did I mess that up? Oh,
no, I think I just assumed. So what the good news is with that is that anybody at all that's listening to this, so let's move this out a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
So you still have time to get tickets.
No. Well, they have time to get tickets, but we won't be on next week. We won't be on next Wednesday. So you got to ask a question today, Wednesday.
Got it.
In order to win this. I was going to say, maybe we could push this out a little bit. Anybody listening to the show Saturday joins us on YouTube on Wednesday, ask a question, they could win those tickets. But, we're not on next week. So you got to ask your questions today if you'd like to get a chance to win those tickets. Anyway, check us out, mortgagemomradio.com. Text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. Opt yourself in so you know when we go live. You guys will also get the link to the phone app, which is pretty amazing. You guys can run all the calculators you could possibly need. Contact anybody at all on the team by email. You can call the office. You can watch us live on YouTube. Listen to the podcast. You can do pretty much anything that you need to right there from that phone app. So when you text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That's the number 4. When you text us MOM to that number, you guys will get the link to download the phone app. You will also get a link to our YouTube and our podcast. So pretty simple stuff, and you guys will get everything that you need. So we've got Red Muff says, first one to show proof of them downloading the Mortgage Mom app will get two tickets. Send screenshot to Debbie's email. Ooh, look at that. He just keeps changing it up for us. As you guys can see, we're live. None of this is planned. Tickets. What happens is what happens. So I like it. And Heather says the phone app is amazing, and it truly is. So I like it. That's perfect. You don't even have to ask a question. So you got to download the phone app. How do you do that? You've got to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. Then once you've downloaded it, take a screenshot and email it to me to questions@mortgagemomradio.com. First person to do that is going to get the two tickets from Drew to the concert in the park, which is next weekend, July the 3rd.
Yes.
See that? We got it. We're good. we're on it. All right, cool. So let's get into mortgage stuff. You're on the front lines. You came in here and you said, I've been having a lot of people with cash lately.
Yes.
So let's talk about this.
Lots. I'm getting a lot of people that want to get pre-approved for a purchase, or I go through all their documents, I get their bank statements, and I say, okay, where is this money that you have for the down payment?
It's in my mattress.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
I have it. it's just cash. I'm like, well, I can't document that. We need to show proof. It goes to underwriting. I can't, you know. So we have to, I have to explain to people, you need to deposit it into your account. We need it to be seasoned, because if an underwriter sees a large deposit in your account, they go, what is that from? Where did you get it? If it's cash, we cannot use it towards your closing funds.
Right.
Even if you have $30,000 in your bank account and there is a $20,000 deposit that we cannot source, you basically only have $10,000 documented to close your purchase.
Yes, absolutely. So, hey guys, cash, if you guys want to buy a house, get it deposited, let it season, then we move forward. If you cannot get it deposited and let it season, what's a really great way to go about it? Okay, so let's just say this for a second. There's always a way to fix it, but we have to know. And you cannot go and deposit it and send a bank statement to the processor after your loan's already in process. Then the bank statement ends up with the underwriter. Then the underwriter sees this big, large deposit, and now all of a sudden your deal's dead.
Yes.
No, you need to talk to us. It's one of the things that you have to actually take, bring to our attention, and you have to say, hey, I've got 30 grand in the bank, but I just deposited $20,000 yesterday, right? And it was cash from, you know, my mattress. You have to tell us so that we can work through other options that might be available. Maybe you need to get a gift from a family member for the down payment that you need, you know, instead of actually using that cash. So there might be other ways around fixing the issue, or you may need to wait a couple of months to let that money that you deposited season in your bank account before, you know, it's actually going to be usable funds. Yeah. All right. What else are you seeing? You mentioned something else. You said you've had a lot of gift of equity purchases recently. A
lot of gift. Oh, that's true. I have two right now.
So talk a little bit about that. So I say we've had a lot of gift of equity purchases and people go, eh? What?
So one in particular that I have, father owns a property. It's worth $800,000. He only owes a couple, maybe $200,000 on it. Son lives in it. He doesn't really want to sell it to the open market. He wants his, you know, it to go to his family, but he still wants to make a profit off of it.
Right.
So they work out a deal on a purchase price. And the father is able to gift him the equity to use as a down payment. So now the son can have a loan that's a conventional with 20% down and really no out-of-pocket costs, because the father's also paying all the closing costs. So it's pretty much a win-win situation. The son is getting a great loan. It's conventional, 20% down.
No mortgage insurance.
No mortgage insurance. It's staying in the family. You don't have to worry about commissions.
Right, no real estate commission fees. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the escrow is going to be discounted a bit from what it would typically be for a purchase, because you're working with our escrow company who gives us, based on volume, some pretty massive discounts. So, you know, all the way around, the closing costs are a bit lower. No mortgage insurance because you're getting the equity just given to you.
Correct.
Right? It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And plus, you can kind of establish a purchase price. Whereas I'm sure if the father put the property out on the open market, it's going to sell and get into a bidding war. And the next thing you know, he's selling it for $900,000. Well, whoever's buying that house for $900,000 is paying taxes on that $900,000. So since the son is able to get it at a discounted price because it's family, they're not paying the real estate commissions, he is paying less of a tax rate than he would if he were to just go buy the property.
Right. And then let's talk about too, about the, you know, the parent to child exclusion as well, right? With property taxes. So last year there was, I believe it was last year, and I don't remember if it was early this year or if it was last year, that they made a change to the exclusion. And what that change was is that it has to be the parent's primary residence that they are gifting to the child, right? And now it's going to be the child's primary residence. So it does have to be primary to primary. But if you were doing that with your parents' home, let's say, they can actually give you their tax base. So even if you the home is worth $850,000 and they're willing to let you buy it for $650,000, just as an example, mm-hmm. now you've got, you know, $200,000 that's equity. And we're going to, you know, give that to you as though it's a down payment. But then you can also then apply for the exclusion to get your property taxes transferred from what your parents pay today. So it's definitely, gift of equity is really an amazing you know, it's an amazing transaction. It really is very helpful to a lot of people. We haven't really actually ever talked about it on the show, so I'm happy that you did bring that up. I think that's great. Heather, who is a real estate agent, she's also on our team and doing mortgages, but she's also a real estate agent and has been for well over 20 years. She says, I keep telling her that she's 50, and I'm like, and same age as my older sister, so I get to make fun of her, but she is pretty much 50. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Heather. I love you. You still have 2 years to go. But anyway, she says, yes, Prop 19 from this year. So I knew it was like this year, it was last year. I couldn't remember when that change happened. But you used to be able to, if a parent had an investment property and they wanted to gift that property to their child, you could actually get the taxes transferred even from that investment property to the child. It now has to be primary to primary. So that is what actually changed, but it's still, when you do that, there the options are really awesome.
That's great. That saves thousands of dollars on taxes per year.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about gift of equity, you've thought about buying your parents' house, thought about buying grandma's house, there's a little bit to that. It has to be parent to child. So keep that in mind. If let's say that grandma wants to sell it to you and your mother, who was grandma's daughter, has passed, so you are the living heir, then it can be passed to you. But in most transactions, it has to be parent to child. So just keep that in mind. It's not something that you can get the tax base if it is, you know, you're buying grandma's house and you're going to get grandma's taxes and mom's still alive or dad's still alive. You're not going to get those taxes from the county. But can you do the gift of equity purchase? Heck yeah. You can do a gift of equity purchase from an aunt or an uncle. You know, you can do it really from any family. So definitely something that is worth talking about if you have been thinking about buying a family home.
I hope my mom is listening.
Yes. Isn't mom in Texas?
She is.
Are you moving to Texas?
No.
Oh. I love it. All right. So Heather says, I have 2.5 years before I hit the big 5-0. I'm still a few months younger than Missy. Yes, you are. Just a couple of months. Ooh, that means hers is coming soon. We're going to have to think about something. I get to get all kinds of old lady gear and put it all over her desk. I love it. Anyway, okay. So what do you guys do? You want to ask us questions about that? You want to talk about your tax base? You want to talk about buying a relative's house or even a really great friend or whoever, and you want to do gift of equity, or you want to know what that might look like? Just give us a call and ask for Carrie, or get on our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com and book an appointment, and she will give you a call and talk to you all about the, you know, gift of equity and how that works. So again, go to mortgagemomradio.com. There's a big book button, and you guys can actually book your own appointment. Set that up on the calendar. If you have the phone app, you can book your appointment right on the phone app as well. And again, how do you get that? You text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. Hey, Drew, if you're listening, I really need you to come up with some sort of tune that you can sing that song to, kind of like the Empire Carpet commercial, that nobody can get that number out of their head. I really, really need that. So if you can work on that, it's 844 we lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. Text the word MOM, get that phone app, book that appointment, opt in so you guys know when we go live, you can be part of the show. One of the things that we used to do, I used to actually drive every Saturday morning down to Go Country, and I would do the show live from the studio. That was a lot. I mean, it was waking up at 5 to try to get there by like 6:15 to be on air by 7. And it was Saturday and I'd already worked a full solid 5 days. So this is day 6. I get home by noon, 1 o'clock, fully exhausted. You feel like a zombie because you woke up so early. And so really I had Sunday off and right back at it. And it just became too much. So we started doing it this way. Mm-hmm. First, we started with just podcast, recording just sound, sending it to the station. Then I said, hey, well, if I'm going to do this anyway,
you might as well have it live.
Might as well have it live and let people watch, right? But when we did do it live at the studio, people could call in and ask questions during the show, and they could actually hear their voices on air, and they could ask a question, and they knew we were asking that, or we were answering the question live right there and there, right? We were real people. So now we're doing it here, we're doing it on YouTube. And Drew had a great point when he told you we should really start taking phone calls again. Mm-hmm. So now that I've actually got Jenny behind the phone and we've got Mikey behind the camera and the sound and everything going on, I think we need to start reincorporating that again. And I will start it at the next show. So remember, you guys, that we are dark next week because of the 4th. We always go dark the week before. So we will not have a show next week, but the following week, we will go ahead and start taking live calls. And then the sound from this show will actually be on Saturday morning on Go Country 105. So if you guys want to hear yourself on radio, you have to actually follow us on YouTube, watch us do it live, and you need to call in with your questions. So how do you guys do that? Well, you got to go to YouTube and you have to subscribe to the channel. So go to Mortgage Mom Radio and then subscribe to the channel and click that notification bell. There's an all button. Make sure you guys don't miss it. And then the other way to know for sure that we've gone live is to opt in to the once a week text message only when we're going live that gives you a link that you guys can follow and watch. So how do you do that? Text the word mom to 844-935-3634. So you're knocking it all out with one text message. You're getting a link to the phone app, getting a link to the podcast, and a link to YouTube. That's it. And you're opting in. It's that simple, right? Okay, so we talked a gift of equity purchase. You're on the front lines. You're taking the majority of the calls.
Yes.
And especially when I'm out of town.
I was just going to say yes, that.
Especially when I am out of town, you are my go-to. You are my most seasoned. I absolutely love you. Other than Heidi, which Heidi, poor thing, is so busy.
She's
getting all the stuff busy. In that you're the one that's taking those upfront calls from the clients. So what else has been going on that you're finding right now? Are you doing a lot of blended rates? Are you looking at consolidating? What else is happening that you see?
I want to say a lot of the refinances that we're still doing right now are definitely cash out, paying off first, seconds, cashing out, paying off debt, or just somebody who was waiting for the perfect rate. Oh, well, I heard that rates are just going to get better and better and better. And now
perfect rates left.
Yes.
Perfect. They left the station. Now, are rates still phenomenal?
They're
yes, they are.
Still amazing. Yes. We've been doing this 20 something, 40 yeah. plus years together. Yes. And we know these rates are amazing. I remember when we started, they were eights. You know, you got a six and your rate was amazing. So we've definitely been spoiled. So if you haven't done it, do it now because it's not going to stay like this forever.
Yes, the rates are still phenomenal. They're still amazing. 15-year fixed rates are in the twos. 20-year fixed rate is even probably right at that little, like right above or right below 3%. 30-year fixed is just above. If you do want to pay points, which obviously we're going to go through that with you and determine, does it make sense, does it not? But you might be able to buy that rate down just a little bit to get yourself right under that 3 mark as well with that 30-year mm-hmm. fixed. Cash out's going to be a little bit more expensive, but still there is some amazing opportunity. And I can't even tell you about how many clients that I do see coming across my desk every day, every single day, with either questions to my questions at Mortgage Mom Radio box. And, you know, they're asking me, should I refi? Do you think it makes sense? They're giving me loan amounts. They're giving me current interest rates. And there's still a ton of people that have 4%, 4.5%, 4.75%, 5%, 6%.
I talked believe to somebody yesterday that had 6%.
Yes. So, you know, there are still a lot of people that would absolutely benefit. And when the interest rates are in the very low threes and even into the twos, there's still a lot of opportunity there. So do not sit on the fence and, you know, not make it happen. How do you make it happen? Well, you either call the office and schedule an appointment or get transferred to somebody right away. Just depends on the day and who's available, but it's 844-935-3634. You can call that number or you can text mom and get the phone app and then call from the phone app, whichever you'd prefer. You can go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click book appointment. And you can actually make yourself an appointment and you will get a phone call from one of my loan officers, whether that's Carrie, again, Carrie, Heidi, or not Heidi. Heidi's not going to call you about a loan. Heidi will talk to you about your loan once you've actually got your application finished. But Carrie, Cindy, Heather, Larry, me, somebody here is going to talk to you about that loan. We're going to give you a call if you book that appointment. So I want to make sure you guys all know to do that. Again, if you guys are listening on Saturday, the best way to watch us is to watch us live. This is where questions come into play. This is where you can get interactive. Next week, we are dark. We are off for the 4th of July, but the following week, we're going to actually open this show up so that you guys can call in and ask your questions live. That way, if you do like to listen by radio Saturday morning, you will hear your voice on the radio. Ask us those questions. So the only way for you to know that we went live is to actually follow us. You got to go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, click on that notification bell and click all, or you need to opt in by texting mom to 844 we lend for you. And that is the number 4. So we've got some questions. Here we go. We've got Nicole. Nicole Lee says, can a grandparent gift a house to mom and then mom gift it to daughter 3 years later to keep the original property tax? You know, that's a very good question, a very, very good question, Nicole. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to answer it. I want to say that the answer is no. I'm going to be totally honest. I want to say that the answer is no. I believe that they can gift it to you, but once it, or gift it to mom, but once it actually changes hands from mom to you, I believe it will get reassessed. But I could also be 100% incorrect. And I am not too big of a person to say that I don't know the answer. So since I know that Heather is actually watching us right now, Heather, if you could possibly try to look up the answer to that question so that we can get Nicole the right answer and everybody else listening before the end of the show, that would be awesome and amazing. And if you cannot find the answer, that is totally great. It's okay. I'm actually very close friends. Yes, somebody stumped Debbie. That actually happened, right? A new one. But I'm actually very good friends with Jeffrey Prang, our tax assessor with LA County. So I will actually reach out to him, get an answer, and we will bring it up on the next show so that everybody does know what the answer was. Anyway, so Heather's going to look that up for you, Nicole, and we're going to see if we can't get an answer before the end of the show. Congratulations to you. You are the first person. We have been doing this show since July of 2016. First person who's asked me a question that I didn't know the answer to. But I am the very first person to always admit when I don't know the answer, and I will never give you a wrong answer. So we will get you the right one the first time. So I'd rather say I just don't know. Heather says someone stumped Debbie. So we read that one. Heather says absolutely. Yes, she's going to look at it. But if you guys have any questions whatsoever and you want to get in on the show, you want to hear your voice in a couple of weeks from now, or you want to ask us a question, please do that. That's why you guys interact and you watch us do it live on Wednesdays on YouTube. So again, subscribe to the channel, click that notification bell, and make sure you click all. That way you do know when we go live from YouTube. They will send you the notification. Or if you would like to, you guys can text the word mom to 844-935-3634, and you're going to get one text message a week when we go live. If we don't go live, you're not getting one. And I absolutely do not try to sell you anything. I do not try to send you specials. I do not send you anything at all other than a quick text message that says Mortgage Mom Radio is live right now. Interact and communicate. Click on the link. So that is all that you're going to get. So text the word mom to 844-935-3634. And Drew says the sound is louder now. Okay, perfect. So we have the sound set. Now, Carrie, we're going to have Drew. This is going to be Drew's little thing because he likes to do the sound. And again, you guys are listening. We're going to take this show and we're going to put it on Go Country. And everybody on Go Country is going to hear exactly what we're doing right now. We're not cutting any of this out. It is what it is. So you talk now and let's make sure that Drew says that our levels are at the same place.
I'm not sure what to say now. Happy birthday to you last weekend. Can get people to wish you a happy birthday on here.
There you go. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So we've got Mary Vachon. Look at my mom got on. First time mom's been on to watch the show ever in 4 years. I love it, mom. Thank you so much. She says audio is perfect. Fabiola says, hi, love watching and learning. Such great info. Thank you. She also said she had to turn her AC off in the car to hear us better. So hopefully now we got a little bit louder and she can hear us.
That's commitment.
That is
it's commitment. Hot outside.
Oh, it is. Fabiola, oh my goodness. Thank you so much for letting us know that. And it is hot outside. And I hope that we just got louder and you can turn your AC back on. Aunt Pam says, hi, Mary. So now my aunt from my dad, which mom and dad are divorced. So dad's sister's talking to ex-wife. I love it. I love it. My family, we're all like we're talking divorced 30 something years. Like,
oh yeah,
everybody gets together and it's like it never ended. Right. It's awesome. So I love it. Anyway, Carrie should talk a little louder to match Debbie.
I moved my mic. Okay, I hope this helps.
But you still got to talk louder. You have to pretend like you're half deaf like I am, and then you can't hear yourself, so then you scream into the microphone.
I got to talk like I'm talking to Drew's mom.
Yes.
Linda.
Is her name Linda?
Yes.
Linda, listen.
Listen, Linda.
I love it. I love it. Okay, my mom says they've been divorced for over 40 years. Now my Aunt Lori, who's also my dad's sister, says, hi, Mary. I love it. They're just having a big old conversation during the Mortgage Mom Radio.
Oh, I see your mom's picture. She always pops up on my Facebook
You didn't know that was my mom?
I did not know that was your mom. Yeah. But she's always a suggested friend.
Oh, my
so
mom.
So look out, Mary. I'm going to friend request you.
There you go. My mom is literally the number one loan officer ever in the whole wide world. That's how I learned to do what I do. So mom, thank you. And Carrie's mom is actually in the business as well. Not loans.
She did loans for a little bit, but she mainly did escrow for, I want to say, 20 years. She told me to never get into escrow ever.
So you got into loans.
Yeah. Just as bad, I think. She also did new home sales.
Okay. So she's just done a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything in real estate. Yeah. Worked for Fat Cola for years, worked for D.R. Horton. So I was always a part of.
Yeah. Always in it. Yep. Yeah.
Her third husband. Sorry to call you out there, mom.
Hey, that's okay. My mom and dad are on the same page. That's why we get along so well. I love it.
He owned a mortgage company out here in Santa Clarita for a while. So when I was in, I want to say my early teens, he had a mortgage company. So I'd go there. I knew the processor babysat me. So I kind of grew up around real estate and mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? That's how we all get in the business. It's the way that it happens. It's amazing mothers like we have that got us into it. And now I've got Manny in it. And I've got, well, Mikey's not doing mortgage, but he's behind the camera working for the mortgage company. So it's pretty awesome. It's a hard field. It's a hard job. It truly is. It's very stressful. We've talked about it many times in the past that buying a home is the largest purchase you'll ever make. It's the most money you'll ever put down on something that was hard earned money that, you know, you had to save and, you know,
give up those Starbucks.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, so it's a very stressful, you know, process, and it's a commitment, and it's long. It's not your first car where you walk in and you're super excited and you hope you get approved for the loan, but you know that day and you walk out with keys in your hand.
Right.
It's a 30-day process, sometimes longer. You're getting pre-approved before you even find the house. So it's even longer than 30 days once it really, you know, once you're actually trying to figure out how to get started. And, you know, it's the education that we're giving you guys and the advice that we're giving you doing this show every single week. This is our way of giving back to you everything that we learned growing up, right? I mean, I just remember from the time I was this, you know, this big.
You're still that big.
I know, I'm still living. But I remember hearing my mom talk about, you know, the property values. And I remember her sitting in you know, camping out on the street in a tent for days before a new housing tract opened so she could try to get in knowing that that property was going to appreciate in value. And she was doing loans at that time and then selling real estate and then back to loans. And it just, all you ever remember hearing are things like loan terms. And, you know, Heather, that works for me too. I mean, her mom's a big real estate agent out here in our area and has been for years and years and years. And that's how she got in the business. And now she's a real estate agent and a mortgage rep. You know, it's so everybody on our team, we're here and we grew up in it, and we're here to educate you and to help you and to inform you and make sure that we're getting that info to you, because more information that you have, just a little bit easier that process is going to be, a little bit less stressful, a little bit less crazy, a little bit less scary. You know, a lot of people don't know what the word escrow means for your payment, especially when they're sending money to escrow for a down payment. You know, it's confusing. Or what is your CD? I mean, that is actually one of the last workshops that I need to get to is, you know, you're through the loan, loan's approved, you're getting ready to close, you get your final closing disclosure. What is it? What does that mean? And I need to print one up and make one so that I can actually do that last home buyer workshop to get you guys from through the end. But remember that on the YouTube channel that you guys have my home buyer workshop, if you go to the playlist, you'll actually see home buyer workshop 2021. And I take you from the beginning to the end, and I've got multiple people doing the shows with me instead of it being just a super, super boring PowerPoint. You know, we're actually, you know, there's Heidi that's getting involved, or we're incorporating it into one of the shows, but we've got them all specifically laid out, the important ones that are there. Escrow is very, very important to understand. And so we've got Jennifer Davidson, our escrow officer, on there talking about what she does. And, you know, there's just, we've had our, you know, Joe Pena, our title guy, come in and talk about title insurance. What is title insurance? Why do I need to buy it? This is silly. You know, it's so expensive. What's it for? Believe it or not, it's not silly and it is expensive, but it is worth every dollar. If you're, you know, even if you're buying a home from your parents, you should be getting title insurance. It's important. The lender's going to require that you get it. Well, what is it? Why do I need it? The closing costs, you know, I did a closing cost workshop. I did two of them, one for FHA, one for conventional, just to give you guys some idea of what closing costs work like. So you guys should definitely check that out if you have never bought a home before. And again, this show is all about asking us your questions. If you have a question, I guarantee that there is somebody else that has that same question. The more interaction that we can get from you, the better that the show is going to be, because we can answer those questions for you. So, you know, I know that Heather right now is feverishly typing, trying to find the answer for Nicole, you know, who asked about, you know, can the property taxes be passed down from, you know, parent to child, from that parent to the next child. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the answer to that. So if your mom's on, my mom's on, we've got a bunch of people on that are in the business. Heather's feverishly typing, trying to find the answer. And if we can't find it, we're going to get that answer for you guys and let y'all know next week. But, you know, we're here to help you. And we want you guys to ask those questions because they are very important. And your question is not only going to help you hear the answer, but it's going to help so many others. So how do you guys get your questions to us? Well, number one, you got to watch us while we're doing it live. So you got to watch on Wednesdays. We're live at 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 9 Eastern.
You did that really well.
I did
well.
It. I didn't get tongue-tied, right? Oh, my goodness. You guys, we're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitch. If there is a certain platform that you prefer, you can watch it on all three. Almost everybody watches this on YouTube. So if you really want to see what's happening in the chat, like right now, we've got Aunt Pam and my mom and my Aunt Lori and my Uncle Jeff, and they're all talking to each other, and my dad, all talking to each other through the chat. So if you guys want to watch it, more is happening on YouTube than on Facebook or Twitch. So
I do have a question for you.
I love it.
What is Twitch?
All right, Mikey, is your mic working or no?
I've been watching your show every week that I'm not on, and you always bring up Twitch, and I have no idea what it is, and I just gave away my age.
Also not a gamer. You don't play video games. Okay. So Twitch is actually just another platform. It's where that basically what the gamers do, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mikey, you can correct me here. But they actually play their games and stream their games through the online platform of Twitch. So anybody that likes to play video games, I know that Erica likes to watch Twitch. I know that my Aunt Pam has watched Mikey play. But if you like to play games, a lot of them, they'll play there and they'll stream their game so that other people can actually watch them play the game, the video game. Now you can stream anything to Twitch. So again, we're streaming the Mortgage Mom radio show to Twitch. But what I'm hoping for is that one of these days, just one of these days, I'm going to get one gamer who plays on Twitch to call Mortgage Mom radio and apply for a loan. That is my goal. I'm going to make it happen one of these days. But usually the amount of people watching on Twitch for Mortgage Mom Radio is zero. It's the big goose egg. We don't usually have very many people following. But we're going to make it happen. We are going to make it happen. All right. So let's see. We said Heather says she's going to follow up with us tomorrow. So again, if Heather can't get the answer, I will reach out to Jeffrey Prang's office, to our LA County tax assessor, and I will find out from him the actual answer. And in 2 weeks from now, so Mikey, write this down so we do not forget that I owe everybody an answer. In 2 weeks from now, next week we're dark, but the week after, I will make sure that you guys get that answer to that question. One more time again, to rephrase it, Nicole Elise got on and she asked, we were talking about being able to inherit your parents' property taxes. And she said, you know, she was asking us if it goes from a parent to a daughter and then from that daughter to her child, can they keep the original property taxes from all the way back from grandparents? So we're going to actually get that answer for you and make sure that it's the right answer. And she said, I'm happy to let you know the answer. So let's see. She's going to, if you'd like to email. Yeah, so definitely. And okay, I get it. I'm totally off right now. So Heather is saying, Nicole, if you'd like to know the answer, email questions@mortgagemomradio.com and she will get you the answer right away rather than you having to wait for 2 weeks for us to get back to you. So I was like, I was stumbled. I was reading that.
You
and
went
I thought
backwards.
I did. I thought Nicole was saying something, but I wasn't, you know, whatever. It's the old eyes, right? Again, I just gave away my age. I'm like, what does that say? When Matt used to do the show with us, I'd have to be like, Matt, can you read that? I really can't. But Mikey was able to get the monitor just a little bit closer.
Nice.
Just a little closer. Anyway, okay, you're on the front line, so we're going to tell everybody how to get a hold of us. Then we're going to talk one more thing, mortgage, real estate.
Okay.
And then I think we're probably pretty good. I mean, this is an hour show. It's 5:45, so we'll...
That went quick.
Yeah, right. It does. It goes really fast. So how do you guys get a hold of us? You want to book an appointment? You want to talk to us? You want to get pre-approved? You want to talk about a refinance? We mentioned interest rates are still great. No reason to not get that done, especially if your interest rate is at... gosh, what would you say that the breaking tipping point is? Probably 4% right now, I would say. 3.875, 4%. If you're at that number or above, you've probably got a very good reason to want to refinance. The other thing is if you've got mortgage insurance, property values are higher than they've ever been. So this would be a great time for you to not only get a low rate, but to also remove that mortgage insurance, not pay for it. What are some other reasons?
Pay off debt.
Yes, pay off debt. Debt.
Student loans.
Yes. Student loans is a big one, especially because those are usually pretty long loans. Mm-hmm. So if you're already in a student loan that's going to take you about 20 years, but your interest rate is at 6, 7, 8, 9%, sometimes they're higher that I've seen, maybe you can get that into your mortgage at, you know, in the threes and get that paid off right away. We've got, let's see, what did Drew say? Drew says, comment followed by a question. If an audience member and or potential home buyer have some questions, but they hold back because they may think their question isn't the smartest question, how do you make them feel comfortable in calling in? Is there such a thing as a stupid question?
Only from you, Drew.
There is never, ever, ever a dumb question ever. Trust me, this is not the kind of business or something that you're doing. I think about what you're not buying a car.
Mortgages are complicated.
Yes.
Everything about them are complicated.
Yes. And a house is complicated. I mean, yes. If you live here, number one, okay, I'm not even going to stay here in California. It doesn't matter where you live. Everything's mm-hmm. expensive everywhere. The other day I got an idea. I was like, maybe I'll buy a second home near Lake Powell in Page, Arizona, thinking that like it's Page, right? No, there's nothing cheap. Then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll buy a house in Havasu for the summer times, right? No. Nothing cheap. There is nowhere that is cheap right now. So I'm going to take that back and not say that, you know, it's just California. I'm going to tell you everywhere that you live right now, everything is expensive. And it is the biggest purchase that you'll ever make, or it's the biggest financing you'll ever do, or a refinance. A lot of times you are refinancing that home and you are adding debt to something that you own. And that's a scary thing. You might have been really close to paying it off and now you need a new roof or you want to add a second story to that single story, or whatever that reason might be that you want that cash out. Now you're increasing that loan amount. So you're thinking, I'm putting retirement further off, you know? So there's so many things that happen with a mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, it's stressful.
Definitely. And just so you know, I am doing a purchase right now in San Diego for $150,000.
No way.
San Diego, Texas.
Ah, look at you. Okay. That's still okay.
I didn't even know it existed.
No. Oh my goodness. And is there a beach? Is there water? Is there a lake? Is there anything? No. Have you ever checked out San Diego?
No. Texas? It's in a flood zone.
Well, if it's in a flood zone, there's got to be water somewhere. No.
Not that I've seen.
Maybe we need to check it out. Okay. So we got, all right. So it says, Deb, if escrow is behind, can they change payment? I have not had that done until the end of the year for next year. So I think that she's talking about if your
taxes
and insurance and the mortgage payment and if it is behind. So Aunt Lori, I'm going to ask you to actually specify a little bit more specific so that I can answer the question better. Are you saying that you got a notice in the mail that your escrows are behind from the actual mortgage company as though there wasn't enough being collected and your account balance is negative? Or are you saying that your taxes were paid to the tax assessor, but they haven't been registered, that they've been received? I just want to make sure that I'm answering that question correctly. So just get a little bit more specific and then I'll read it again and then we'll answer it for you. We've got, any race boats? Well, if we find out that there's a lake in San Diego, Texas, Dad, I will let you know if they have race boats on it. I know he's big boat guy, which is why I was talking about Lake Powell and Havasu and, you know, all that good stuff. Got to find a reason to make him come this way. Get out of Illinois, Dad. Out. Okay. Tech Mom says, I've asked all the possible stupid questions there are. Debbie and team are always amazing and laugh with me, not at me. Aw, very nice. there's never a stupid question ever. There's not a dumb question. There isn't a bad question. Never. There's going to be a million questions and you have to ask them all. I don't even really like that word, but you just ask them, because the more questions that you ask, the more that it's going to help everybody out. And again, we're going to have a lot of fun in 2 weeks from now. We're start taking calls live again as well. So you've got to be able to actually follow us on YouTube and watch the show in order to call in and then actually hear your voice on radio on Saturday, which is kind of cool. So just make sure that you guys have subscribed to the channel, click that that notification bell and turn on your notifications so you know when we do go live. The other best way to know that we're live is to opt in. So text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. Drew is going to work on a song for me so that that's something you can't get out of your head. It's 844-WE-LEND for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Text the word MOM to 935-3634. You guys will opt in. You'll get one text message when we're going live so that you know that we're on, and you can actually click the link and you guys can follow along. You can call in. You're going to get your voice on the show, and it will be on radio on Saturday morning as well. All right. So Lori says, no notice. My payment went up over $100. My insurance was higher now. So that is a really good thing to talk about, because a lot of times I get a call from clients that say, you told me that my payment wasn't going to ever change. It was a fixed rate, and now my payment just went up. And I get that a lot. So, and especially recently, there's been a lot of fires, at least here in California, Arizona. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if you guys have had problems with fires like we have. But what I have noticed is that the number one, the insurance companies, when they renew your policy at the end of the year, they don't really give you a choice. Hey, would you like to pay $400 more per year?
Right.
They just add it. And all of a sudden, the bill gets to the mortgage company to pay.
And they're short.
And they're short. It's more money than what they budgeted for when we did the mortgage for you. And they need to make sure that they are collecting enough money moving forward to not only cover that $400 that was short, but also to make sure they're collecting enough to have that extra $400 for the following bill that they're anticipating will come in at that same number. So just keep in mind that yes, if you received a notice that your payment went up and it is from your homeowner's insurance, number one, you're not stuck with that homeowner's insurance by any means. Just because it's part of your mortgage payment does not mean that you cannot change mortgage or insurance companies. You can't get a better quote. You can't change it. You absolutely can. So if you don't like that your payment went up because your insurance policy amount changed, start shopping. See if you can find somebody cheaper. If you know you're in an area that just insurance policies in general, maybe there was a big fire or maybe something happened that, you know, really created a difference in what those policies are running, then you might find that what you have is about right. And unfortunately, you're just kind of stuck paying it. The other thing to keep in mind is that property taxes do change every year as well. So you are locking in your tax base, and then the tax assessor can change your taxes every single year. They just get limited by how much can they increase. So you might see your mortgage payment change just a little bit every year from the escrows that are part of the mortgage payment for the taxes and the insurance. She says, let's see, we've got Deborah says, this is Deborah. She says, you do a hell of a show. Thank you so much, Deborah. Appreciate it. You know, you're watching on Facebook and we love that you're there. You're the only one watching us on Facebook. If you wanted to be able to see all the fun stuff in the comments that are going on in the feed, you got to hop on over to YouTube and watch us there. Let's see. So I'm going to let you read Nicole's. You do the next one. This is another question from Nicole.
Here, let me get my old eyes here. Is the loan process different for a resident that is not someone's primary residence? If so, does this differ by state? So is it different?
So is the loan process different for a primary residence from a second home or an investment property?
No. The documentation is different. But other than that, the process, there are certain things depending on if it's
more guidelines. Yeah. Right. It's more guidelines that are different. So the amount of equity that's required for a refi or the amount of down payment that is required is going to be different from a primary to a second home and from a second home to an investment. Right. So on average, and every property is different, guys. Guidelines, again, this is something that is so, it changes so much, and there is so much that you need to know, whether it's one unit, two units, four units, right? It's going to change how much down payment's required, whether it's a primary or a second home or an investment. But let's just say on average, single family, condo, one unit, investment property, what's your minimum down payment?
20%.
Okay.
But you're going to get way better rates if you do 25%.
Yes. Okay. Then, Carrie, if you're doing a primary, not an investment, single family, one unit, right? What is your lowest down payment?
3%.
Okay. So second home, same Same scenario.
10%?
Yes.
Woo!
So just keep in mind that your guidelines are going to change, but the actual loan itself, the process, the time it takes, the documentation, the paperwork that we're going to get from you are all going to be very, very similar. Appraisal's going to change a little bit so that we can get some rent schedules and some information about rents if you're buying an investment. But all in all, it's about the same process. Great question. And again, every question that somebody asks is something that somebody else wants to know. So Nicole, I love you for this. This is amazing.
Oh, and we didn't answer, does it also differ by state?
No, it does not.
No. I think at one point Texas had some pretty big caps on cash out and other things.
So Texas still does have cash out. They don't like doing cash out on primary residences. Mm-hmm. So the guidelines, again, are different, but the process itself, if it is a loan that qualifies, is the same. So, you know, there are going to be some things kind of
nuances.
Correct. Exactly. So we've got Pam says, I knew that. I explain that to folks all the time. I love that. And Joe Vera says, you ladies are awesome. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate that you are watching. Love it. Hey, we've got a second person on Facebook. So that's great. Whoever's out there watching with Deborah, let us know you're there. So excited. But the majority of you guys are on YouTube, and that is where you get to see all of the action. So you should jump over to YouTube to watch us. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel already to see us do this live, you need to do that. So just search at YouTube, Mortgage Mom Radio. You'll find us, or go to your handy dandy phone app, the Mortgage Mom Radio phone app that I know you all texted the word mom to, and you downloaded it to your phone and you're watching us on YouTube right from the phone app. But you can see all of the action. The majority of the action is happening on YouTube. This sound is going to radio on the weekend. So again, your questions are going to be there, and not next week or dark, but the week after, we're going to actually start taking some live phone calls. So if you guys want to hear your voice on radio, you need to make sure that you're watching us Wednesday at 5 Pacific, 7 Central, or 8 Eastern, so that you can call in with your questions and get your voice on radio with us. So if anybody else has any other questions, please, please, please put them into the feed. We will make sure that we answer them for you. This is an hour show. We are basically at the end of our hour, so we've got to wrap it up. I had another thing that I thought about as I was kind of talking about the second homes. Oh, I've got one more thing, and we might end up going into Mortgage Mom Radio after dark. So let's talk a little bit about after dark so that people on radio understand what it is. And everybody else that is watching is just going to stay and stay tuned. So after dark is what we do. The radio show on Saturday is 1 hour. So we go from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. When that show is over, that's it. It cuts off. But if you were actually watching us, Mikey, where did we go? We went dark, Mikey. If you are actually watching us do it live on YouTube, then you would be able to hear the after dark, and we're not going to just stop right at the hour if there's something that's important for us to talk about. So just make sure that you guys are watching us do it on Wednesdays so that you don't miss any of it, or you actually go back to the YouTube and watch the show that we just did on Wednesday. It's the same show that you guys are listening to on Saturday. So going back to what I wanted to say, because I don't want to miss this part, is we had a lot of people, I've recently had a lot of people that have called about investment properties. Mm-hmm. And they're actually being told by the lender that they've been pre-approved with. That's great. I hope that didn't show up on YouTube. They're being told by the company that, or the mortgage company that they're doing the loan through, that they cannot buy an investment property, that they have to buy it as a second home or a primary residence. And the reason that they are saying that is because it is harder right now to get the investment properties purchased from Fannie Mae. And Larry and I actually went through that a couple of weeks back with the show that I did with Larry about, you know, the Fannie Mae changing the guidelines for all of the different mortgage companies and how many investment properties can they hold, et cetera. And because they are limited to a 7% of their portfolio being investment, then, you know, they're making it more difficult to do an investment property. So just keep in mind that we can still do investments. If somebody's telling you no, you need to actually reach out and call us and then talk to us, and we'll get that investment property purchase going for you. So how do you do that? It's 844-935-3634. We have completely lost camera. I don't know where it's at. I don't know why Mikey's not getting it back up. So I think that means we have to stop. We have to stop the show. So sorry that you guys actually saw that picture pop up. The boys think it's funny, so they've put it as a screensaver on every single computer screen in the Mortgage Mom Radio office. So excuse me. Sorry. So sorry. And if you're listening on Saturday morning, in order to see it, you got to go back and watch the show. But we hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, remember that we are going to be live, not next week. We are dark, but the week after, and we'll be taking phone calls. So make sure you guys are ready to call us. How do you do that? You make sure you know that we went live. You text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That'll opt you in. You'll get a text message from me with a link so that you can watch. If you want to get on our calendar to talk to us about a refinance, a purchase, or you have any questions at all about something we talked about today, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and book your appointment. You can do it right through the website. And send your questions if you want to answer, if you want them, just through email, send your questions to me. It's questions@mortgagemomradio.com. We hope you guys all have a great one. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. And
nice to finally be on.
For sure. And Mikey, we got to get this camera thing under control. We can't have it shut us down after an hour. We all hope you guys have a great one. Thank you so, so much for watching. We appreciate it. And we hope you guys are all with us again in 2 weeks from now. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.